You're now listening to Sound Talent Media. Check out more shows at soundtalentmedia.com.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network. Visit jabberjawmedia.com for more shows like this one.
Hello and welcome to episode 71 of the Managemental Podcast, a weekly discussion on hot topics in the music biz for the up-and-comers, the brand newbies, the beginners, and aspiring rock stars of tomorrow. This podcast is propelled by your input and feedback, so please rate and review and leave us a comment on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this show. I am your host, Mr. Blasco, and as always, I am joined by my good friend, the co-host from the other coast, Mr. Mike Maui.
What's going on, Blasco? You know, hopefully by the time this thing gets out there, my Washington Capitals will have taken a commanding lead in this series versus the Vegas Knights, but I can't predict the future. I can only continue to cheer on my boys. How about you? What's going on?
There you go. I am currently in Moscow, Russia, recording
finding
this
more
episode.
Hockey players, I guess.
Yeah, man. So, good times ahead. In the last episode, we chatted about how to build your music community. That was a really great episode, so check it out if you haven't already. Today's episode is sponsored by our buddies at rockabilia.com. Go check them out for the awesomest collection of officially licensed band merch on the planet. Use our code PCJabberJaw and get 15% off your entire order.
Dude, so check it out. I have, you know, as what happens, I'm sure this happens with you as well. Like, sometimes you just get packages and stuff that, you know, you don't open it or it's just not a huge priority. You kind of look at it, you know, you're like, I didn't order anything that, you know, I need right this second. So there was this little, I've got a couple of little envelopes that were sitting at my house, and one of them I didn't realize was this amazing Minor Threat shirt that our friends at Rockabilia happened to send to me. So finally this week, I don't know how long it's been sitting there. I asked my wife, and she didn't know either. So I am actually wearing it today. I got on my Minor Threat t-shirt. It's out of step. I'm not sure, you know, Rockabilia has 500,000 plus items across all genres, and this is the one that I wanted to have right here from Washington, D.C., one of my favorite fucking bands ever, Minor Threat, and now I've got a t-shirt to represent. So thanks to our boys over there. They support us as a network in regards to Jabberjaw. They support our show. And you guys can support them too. It's really easy. If you're looking for t-shirts, if you're looking for almost anything, summer's coming up, get yourself a nice, you know, tank top or some shorts, you know, for the touring season. Go over rockabilia.com, PC Jabberjaw. Make sure to tell them that Blasco and Mike sent you.
This week, we talk about the do's and don'ts of writing emails to industry pros. This is going to be killer, so let's get mental.
Yeah, boy!
So, Mike, I'd like to start off by a little bit of a shout-out. You know, usually our episodes are crafted around an article that I found, and a lot of times those articles are written by a very nice lady named Angela Mastrogiacomo, and she wrote us, she emailed us, and had very nice things to say, and I thought that was cool. It's always nice to get acknowledged, and she always, you know, shares us and acknowledges the fact that we are using her articles for our podcast. So shout out to her if she's listening.
Yeah, definitely. It's cool when we get to connect with people who, you know, are recurringly, consistently writing stuff that does resonate with us and stuff that, you know, you're identifying as important topics for us to chat about with our listenership. So all of you people out in loyal listener land, you know, go and give her a follow or a thank you to her for the stuff that she's creating. And I guess let me throw it out there. If there's anyone else, you know, if there's people that you guys are reading their blogs or you know, paying attention to what the advice they're giving, don't hesitate to let us know. You might assume that we know everything, and Blasco probably does, but I sure as shit don't. So yeah, if there's stuff you guys are paying attention to, please send it over. Blasco's got his email, or, you know, now we have the Facebook group, the Managemental Facebook group, which we'll have a link in the show notes. So that'd be awesome.
Yeah. So today, an episode is not based on an article written by Angela or anyone else, but it's about emails. And we did one a while back. I don't remember exactly what episode that was, but we had an episode about how to properly write emails to industry pros, like people like, you know, myself and Mike, or record labels or booking agents, what have you, right? And I felt like it was time for a refresher because I've been getting a lot of emails, some good and mostly bad. So I thought we would have a, we would do this again, just to, for a refresher to anyone that maybe is new to the podcast, because I find this to be probably one of the single most important items that we could talk about for, you know, for our listeners. So,
you know, and one thing, let me jump in real quick. One thing I thought that was really interesting was, you know, there's a website called Reverb Nation, and they, the guy Lou Playa had posted something in the last week talking about how bands need to make sure that they check their emails as well. So many of you out here, I'm sure you're checking your emails. And of course, we're going to try to, you know, guide you in a way to write the best email. But it, so Reverb Nation ran a contest, and they picked one band per stop on the upcoming Vans Warped Tour. And his post was, there was five bands that never bothered to check their email, he's presuming, or they didn't get back to him, so they completely missed the opportunity.
Whoops.
So how crazy is that? You know, just sort of think in the totality of everything. And what made me think of it is, you know, email for guys like you and I, you know, that have been at this for a long time. I mean, this is our bread and butter. You know, this is where we are really communicating with people, you know, 90% of the time. And so, you know, as so many people that are listening, I'm sure you're younger, and email might not be your preferred method of communication. You might be using, you know, some of the social media. They've got direct messenger features or ways to converse, or even text messages. And we use all of those too. But it really still does come back to the business of music is being done across email. So that's why I love that you're bringing this back up. It is so important.
Yeah. So I have two examples. I have a good example, or I have an example of a good email, and I have an example of a bad email. And I'm going to dig into the bad email first. So it starts off like this. Greetings. Then that's it. And so, like,
greetings, but, earthlings.
Yeah, but like, I just have to say that it's like, you know who you're writing to. Like, if it's not to me specifically or my company or something, then all that says to me is that this is just a copy and paste email that you're sending to a bunch of people, and you haven't done your research of who exactly it is that you're writing to. You need to connect with whoever it is that you're writing to get their attention. We're busy, man. We're doing shit. And it's like, if you can't put in the time to try and connect with me, then why should I reciprocate?
Absolutely. You know, and it reminds me, you know, I've talked about my buddy Dewey, who does the Pure Pleasure podcast on our show, who, you know, we hung out with down in Mexico. And he told us this story actually when we were all at brunch, if you recall. We were talking about some of his guests, and he talked about Ian MacKay, who we just mentioned, Minor Threat. So Dewey wanted an interview with Ian MacKay, and even though his show was very new, you know, he emailed Ian, and Ian more or less responded, you know, some standard like, hey, I'm not doing any interviews right now, contact me in, you know, 3 months. So Dewey set himself a little reminder, 3 months goes by, however many, it doesn't really matter. He does it again. Ian gets back to him, you know, with some other thing, contact me in 3 more months. 3 more months go by, Dewey reaches out again, and Ian said, okay, let's set up the interview. And part of it was, for Ian, it was a test. he gets hit up for interviews all the freaking time, and he wanted to figure out how serious was this guy? How badly did he want the interview? You know, and that's an indication of how seriously he takes his show. It's the same thing here. If you can't be bothered to craft a good email, why on earth is a guy like Blasco or myself going to think that you have the professionalism to do anything else on the proper level? So it all starts here. This is why this is such a good episode already.
No doubt. So greetings to no one. And then the bad email continues. We are a new project, but I think we have something fresh to offer. I will keep this simple and sweet and let you judge for yourself. And then he posted multiple links, one to the website, one to the Facebook, one to the SoundCloud, and one to the label, whatever that means. So let me just start digging into this. We are a new project. That's great. And you think that you have something fresh to offer. Well, why wouldn't you think that? It's your band. Anyone in a band should think that their shit is awesome. But you don't need to tell me that. You need to convince me that you have something fresh to offer, right? And then you're going to post multiple links. Why can't you just send me one link to one song or one video? Why are you making me dig around? Is your shit so awesome that I have to follow multiple links to multiple destinations to dig around and find your music? This is not good. This is not a good tactic.
Nah, definitely. I mean, it is interesting and I do sort of like the let you judge for yourself. It's not a sales pitch, but that said, without anything to get us excited, without anything to show us that there's anything more than these links. I mean, Blasco and I know, because we do this podcast, it's as easy as taking the audio, getting a little bit of editing done and throwing it up. Anyone can get music up on the internet nowadays. So there has to be something more there to grab our attention. Absolutely.
Yeah. And, look, let's just humor the idea that you're like, oh yeah, simple and sweet. And I'll judge for myself. And I'll click on a link and I'll listen to something, right? Let's just humor that you read no further in the email and then you went and listened to it, right? But the email continues like this. We have one track that is good on mixing. The rest of the album is still in mixing and we will receive that very soon. I will be sending you a few private links via SoundCloud so that you can hear some of our rough unmixed tracks. Please do not judge them too harshly as they are not correct yet. So-and-so's song is on our website and SoundCloud and is mixed and mastered. It features so-and-so of the highly regarded band, blah, 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 right? So here's the problem. The rest of the album. Look, you got to proofread the emails. If there's typos, once again, if you're not serious, how do you expect someone who's a professional to take you seriously, right? And then don't send people unmixed tracks thinking that they can just hear what you hear. You know what I mean? It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, this is the thing. We find this so often with artists. It's like, cool, we got it done, and now we need to share it with everyone. They'll be able to understand what we're going for, and that is true in some senses. I mean, you and I listen to music that is not finished all the time. I work with a number of developing artists and absolutely want to hear demos and want to hear, pre-pro and want to hear unmixed stuff, but that's the artists that I'm already committed to. But I find it's like the minute they get something done, it's like, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's share it. And one of the things, the recurring theme that you and I have tried to express is patience, right? Like, why on earth, regardless of the rest of the album? Yes, I agree with you. It should be proofread. whatever. I'm not holding it against you if you make one small mistake. If the rest of this email is great, problem is, as Blasco's, the reason he's using it as an example is it isn't just that one thing. It's a telltale sign of all of the rest. This has so many red flags, you know, to us that it's the, you know, it is the perfect example of why we should be, you know, why you need to really think about how you're crafting these things, that attention to detail. And then, yeah, what are you sharing? Dude, we don't want to hear some of your rough, unmixed tracks. No, that's not what we want. And then tell you not to judge them too harshly. Too is incorrect in the way that they've used it here. Should be T-O-O. Not a big deal. Again, I get it. It happens, you know, but just the entire bit of it is exercise some patience, get your best foot forward, write a well-crafted email, address the person that you're actually trying to get it to instead of just greetings, you know, that.
Yeah, yeah. And look, and not to beat a dead horse, but just to reiterate, when he says, please do not judge them too harshly as they are not correct yet. Well, how do you expect me to judge them if they're not correct yet? Nowhere in the entertainment business is the non-finished product out for public consumption, right? Like, I don't shop a band with unfinished mixes. I don't shop a TV show without the show being edited, right? Like, I don't watch a movie in its raw daily form. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't compute how people think that this is okay. And so, like I said, like, I hate to reiterate it, but I just really want to drive this point home, is like, I understand that your music is, you're very passionate about it and you think it's great and you can't wait for people to hear it. But like Mike said, you have to exercise some level of patience, because sending something prematurely to people like us, this is your one shot, right? This is like your first impression. And my first impression with this band is there was no way I would give two shits about it, because they haven't put in any effort to want to impress me. And that's a problem.
Yeah. I mean, no, you know, not really more than we need to say in regards to that.
Right. So let's move on to an email that is properly written that you can use as an example or as a template for a proper email. So this band writes me and they say, "Hi, Mercenary." So already out of the gate, they acknowledge the fact that they know who they're writing, you know, my company, right? They might not know me personally, but at least they know the company. So at least they acknowledge that. And they go on and they say, "I found you via Andy Black and wanted to reach out and see if you may be considered to join our roster of artists." So they acknowledge the fact that they found me through another artist that I work with. So already I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm putting the pieces together in the first sentence, right? Like, I'm engaged because they've done their homework. "We are so-and-so band from New York, and we are on a journey to create positive change," right? And now that's the first paragraph. Two sentences. It says everything that I needed to say, so, and that I'm interested enough to keep reading, right?
Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Yeah. So they say, "We have a polished, entirely self-created and owned product with a clear vision and are seeking a manager that understands the industry and can help us launch this project into the mainstream." So I would say, I like the fact that they understand who they are, and I like the fact that it's all done on their own. I would assume that they would seek a manager that understands the industry, right? Because why would you seek a manager that doesn't understand the industry? And then, yes, you know.
But yeah. Again, one small thing here we can sort of chuckle at, because we need to, you know, we're looking for some things. But yeah, as a whole, whatever. We get it. You are looking for somebody. Understand.
Right. But to me, it's like almost kind of cute in a way, to where it was written with like a little bit of like naive, you know, it's like, it's a bit naive in a fun way.
Well, I mean, the sad thing is there are people out there who don't fully understand the industry, who are managers.
No doubt. And then And then, you know, they want to launch into the mainstream. Now, look, there's nothing wrong with saying this, and I get it, but mainstream is a very broad stroke and a very tremendous task, right? So I would think that maybe a better way to put this, if you're going to write an email to someone, where you niche it down a little further, or you give an example of what you mean by mainstream. You know what I mean? Like, I think that this particular paragraph maybe could have been worded a little bit more specifically.
Totally. I mean, mainstream is so broad, and, you know, we find that stuff all the time. You know, it's like, oh, I just want to get to the next level. Okay, well, what does that even mean? Right? Like, help us understand exactly what you're trying to do here.
Totally. So it continues, up until this point, we have done, handled, managed, created all facets of this project ourselves. Writing, recording, productions, visuals, marketing, PR, radio, advertising, distribution, administrative, etc. We need a larger team to achieve our goals, and we would love the opportunity to work with you. Now, what does this paragraph say to you? What this paragraph says to me is, we're not looking for a handout. Like, we've got to this point on our own, and we've done everything ourselves, and we've taken control over all facets of what we need to do to get our foot in the door. And I appreciate the fact of potentially what they're saying is, the picture that they're painting is, we've done everything ourselves to get to a point to where now things are starting to get out of our control, right? And that is a great time to pick up a developing band. They've done all the hard work. They've built the fan base. They've identified who their fans are. They've engaged with them, but they now know that they need to start building a team. And this is an exciting point, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we talk about it all the time. It's like, how are we going to come in and add value? And it's funny. It reminds me. So, you know, within the last 6 months, myself and one of the other managers here, we picked up an artist, and, you know, we've got a really good relationship with them. There's a lot of cool stuff going on. And one of the guys who's in the band now, he wasn't in it 4 years ago, but they had actually reached out, and he found the email in their band inbox that they had sent to me. And, you know, we're sort of cracking up. It's like, you know, hey, dude, you could have had this thing 4 years ago. And I'm sitting there, yeah, exactly. And I would have been waiting for 4 years to really come in to now, where we're able to add value. And so I think that is such an important, you know, part of all of this. Again, we're talking patience. You know, in the last email, we were talking patience about when to share your tracks. In this instance, we're talking about patience, not because this email is structured incorrectly or written incorrectly. It's just, cool, look at all that they've done. I don't know the ins and outs of it like you do, but cool, they've written, they've recorded, they've got productions, they've got visuals, they've done marketing, they've got PR and radio and advertising, distribution, admin, da da da. That to me does say we've done something. Yes, they very well may be ready for one of us to come in, or, you know, someone like us to come in and add some value to what they're doing.
Right. And I would take this as a good example. You should be doing all of these things. The same thing that this band is doing, you should be doing all of these things, right? And then in terms of the email, what they're doing is they're, if you're going to write this type of paragraph, we've done all this work, and now that we know that we need help, this paragraph is the setup for the next paragraph that is showing you why they feel like they're out of control and why they feel like there's some momentum there, and maybe now is the time to start building their team. So the final paragraph goes, please review some of our material below. Our first single, So-and-So, has nearly 300,000 YouTube Vevo views, and Vevo is currently featuring our So-and-So video in their incoming alternative playlist on the Vevo homepage. Our other single, blah, 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 recently picked up spins from alternative specialty radio stations across the U.S., and our songs can be heard in TV shows such as The Voice, Love and Hip Hop, Black Ink Crew, and Desperate Housewives. Wow, that's enough to go get me to pick up the phone and go like, what is going on? because
agreed. Yeah. I mean, those are some real validators that have, you know, already vouched for them, and there's stuff going on here. I would agree.
Yeah. So, cause what this tells me is like, okay, well, they did, if they've got 300,000 views, granted, it's not 300 million views, but still 300,000 is nothing to scoff at. Like, that's legit. Something's going on. Right. And if they're getting on, you know, if they're getting on playlist on Vevo, they must have maybe some connection there, right? And then they're on alternative specialty radio, which either means they have a radio person in house, or maybe they've spent a little money on their own to get, you know, to submit their music to those alternative specialty radio stations, which is great. I mean, taking that initiative on their own, and they must have some connection with a sync company or something, because how else do you land, songs on NBC, MTV, and Bravo? You know what I mean? Like it's like they're connected and they're hustling and they're seeing results. And then, you know,
and they've got quality music, I'm presuming. I mean, it might not be exactly what you like, or I haven't heard it what I like, but it's connecting with someone. Not only are they connected, but we both know there's people that pitch stuff all the time. And if it doesn't work, you know, if it's not good, the chances of it getting on multiple things, right? Anyone can get on one playlist. Anyone can get on, you know, one thing. It's when you start to get these multiples that it really does show us. I mean, you know, I talk about it all the time as somebody that consistently develops artists. It's all about points of validation each and every step. I don't go with one thing, you know, I'll surely share it, but then it's that other thing, reminding them that we had the thing before it. The other thing on top of that. All right, now we got 3 points on the board, and we just keep growing and growing and growing. And that's how careers are built.
Totally. And then so the money shot, right? So at this point, I'm in. I'm interested. I'm curious what's going on. So here's where they put the links to their, you know, music and videos. So I click on the links. And there's multiple videos, and they're all really well done. You know, they're well shot. The songs are competitive sounding. You know, they're good. They're good songs. They're well produced. The videos are well shot. They're well edited. Right? Like, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, and the band's visual is something specific. Like, basically everything that they pitched me in the email, by the time that I got to following the links, I was like, wow, like they're not joking. Like they did put a lot of effort into this, and it shows. And so they wrap up that please let us know your thoughts, and if we may get on a call to chat in more detail about the project. Warm regards, you know, signed the band member or whatever. So guess what happened, Mike? I responded and I said, yes, let's get on a phone call and chat in more detail about this project. And that's what we did.
That's awesome. Yeah, this was the one that you were talking about last week or the week before, right?
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. So I got to get you to send me the link. I want to hear the music. I'm now intrigued.
Yeah. I mean, look, the way that this wraps up is I got on the phone with them and, I did my research on it. And overall, like, I feel like it's something new. Like they're on the right path. Like my discussion with them was like, look, guys, you're doing all the right things. You have a vision, you have good songs, you have a good look. There's something unique going on here. However, it's still a little early, right? There's good forward momentum, but you haven't toured yet. You know, there's just like an EP out there. It's the engagement. Like, there isn't enough Instagram followers yet. There isn't enough YouTube views yet, right? It's going, right? It's all going in the right places, but you're still just a little far off. So I was like, look, I want to be on the sidelines, right? Like, I want to help coach you through this. I want to help get some ideas. So like, even though like I wasn't in a position to pick them up as a client, because I felt like they still need to prove themselves a little bit further or whatever, I'm still involving myself with them on a sideline level of like trying to help coach them through some stuff, and maybe my input gets them to a bigger point. And if it does, then I will gladly pick them up because I'm interested and I like what they're doing, you know. But I think that, you know, the reality of this episode is that there's two emails. The email that was written to me got, as soon as I read it, it immediately got deleted and I never responded. The other email, I responded and I'm interested and I'm working with them on an introductory level, but they still, it got a response versus a delete. You know what I mean?
Totally. No, I mean, look, you know, obviously you and I are two different industry professionals. We have a lot of overlap. I mean, I probably have far more tolerance for, you know, the developing artist stuff, the time that it takes. I mean, you know, you're a guy with a small roster, you know, and you can be very picky and choosy, which is great. And it, and this cut through and caught your attention, right? I mean, that yep. is, that says a lot. And, you know, there are a lot of things going on. I mean, you know, the first email, even if that person had written you the second email, but didn't have any of the content, right? You know, they're sending you mm-hmm. unmixed tracks. It wouldn't have made that same connection. So everyone out there listening should understand it's about the totality of it. And even though we're talking about the words and the things that cut through and making sure that it's written correctly, you know, do understand that it's more than that. It's about also making sure that you've got the content there, you know, had the, you know, second band written you an email poorly worded, similar to the first, it would have been so interesting, right? They have all these things going on. Maybe the music's great, but they forget to really point that out to you, right? Or they've got typos or spelling errors, or it just says greetings, you know, and we do see that stuff too. So don't think that our advice is just know how to write a great email. That is super important. Know when to write the great email. Know what content, what validation, what points you've got on the board as the guide to when to craft that perfectly written email. It's the totality of it all that really connected with you is what I'm hearing as we do this episode.
Yep. That's great. So, you know, we'll put all this in the show notes if someone really needs to use these as a template of what, you know, of what to do. We should include that. So check it out. But that concludes episode 71. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back here next week. In the meantime, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blasco1313. We encourage you to email us any questions or comments you may have for the podcast to me directly at askblasco@gmail.com. If you have listened this far, much respect to you for making efforts to educate yourselves and taking your future into your own hands. Mike, any final parting thoughts?
I just wanted to quickly point out, we'll put this in the show notes as well. The last time we covered how to write an email was back in episode 41. That was titled How to Write an Email Like a Pro. So it has been a while. If you think we're 30 episodes beyond that, so, you know, more than half a year ago. So just wanted to make a quick reference to that. And then, you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at MikeOloop. I've got OuterLoopCoaching.com is the coaching platform where we talk about all of this stuff, building towards, you know, ways to present to the industry professionals and ways to ensure that your emails are going to get read if you've got the right material and it is crafted well. So go over there, sign up for the free ebook. And last but not least, as I sit here and, you know, I'm excited. I'm going to see one of my favorite old hardcore bands tonight, a band called Shelter, which had the singer of Youth of Today. And I'm excited that I'm going to be able to roll up like a true poser in my brand new Minor Threat shirt that I got from rockabilia.com. You can go out and get something that doesn't make you look like a poser because you're way cooler than I am. By going to rockabilia.com, using the code PCJabberJaw for 15% off of any one of their 500,000 plus items. Tell them Blasco and Mike sent you, and have a great week. We got so many good ways to connect with us, you know, the Facebook group, Blasco's email, our social media. We're thriving on this, loving doing it. Got a lot of fun stuff in the works that we're excited to reveal, but we're exercising that professional patience that we talked about in this episode. So thanks, everybody. Thank you, Blasco. Don't get got by my boy Putin, man.
I will stay safe.
All right.
Thanks, peace. Everyone.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget. And we decide if they brought the one hit thunder or were nothing more than a one hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.
This is the Jabberjaw Podcast Network.